The Detroit Lions, a storied National Football League franchise. Unfortunately, the story has not been a happy one for years. Many, many years. Loyal Lions fans have been faithfully bleeding Honolulu blue and silver since 1957, the last time the Lions won an NFL championship game. Bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. However, the history of many championship teams is this fact. Sometimes you need to bleed before you succeed. If that's true, who can deny that the Detroit Lions are headed for the Super Bowl? Which is what your morning team show has been saying for years. Many, many years. So, for yet another season, your morning team will join you following the Lions each week, hoping, knowing, believing, and yes, praying that this is the year the Lions will roar all season long and once again be called NFL champions.
And if I understand correctly, as much as we want to talk about yesterday.
Yeah.
If the Lions should win this coming weekend, and then if the Seahawks and Washington both lose, come Christmas morning, the Lions will officially be positioned in the playoffs.
Right.
Not making it.
Not clinched or anything like that.
But they'd at least be positioned to actually be said they'd be in the playoffs.
That's right.
Controlling their own destiny.
Yeah. That's all you ever want.
That's the first step toward the Super Bowl. you got to make the playoffs before you can even talk about Super Bowl. Mm. So, our Lions talk for the sixth out of the last 7 weeks is the talk of a Lions victory. And has the culture, well, maybe the culture, I don't know, overall has changed, but for the season it's changed.
For the season, definitely.
For the season it's changed. You've gone from the expectation that the Lions are going to lose, going through that 1-6 start. Now you have expectations that the Lions are going to win.
I think there were a lot of fans who thought that, oh, here we go again, right? When the Jets took the lead there with about 4 minutes to play. But this is a different year, a different Lions team. And it always seems like there are other players. Like, it's a different player every week, doesn't it, that kind of shows up. Khalif Raymond getting the punt return for a touchdown. And then Brock Right?
<Yes. laughs>
Now, remember, everybody was losing their collective minds when the Lions traded away TJ Hockenson, their prized tight end. Well, maybe there's something that the Lions front office, including Dan Campbell, maybe they said he's somebody we can trade and maybe get something for him, some value, because we've got some good tight ends here already in Brock Wright. And that was a great run. And first of all, speedy.
Yeah.
The set of speed there for that tight end. What a run, and got that touchdown. I mean, that's the brand new Lions.
And then to be able to survive the 58-yard field goal attempt on the final play.
Right.
Which you wish they wouldn't have put themselves in position to have to survive it, but regardless, they were in a position to claim the victory and did.
And thank you to Robert Saleh, the Jets head coach, for some reason thinking that you can just keep your timeouts and maybe you get 6 timeouts next week. I don't know why he wasn't calling
no sense
timeouts.
At all.
Didn't make any sense.
Talk about wasting clock.
Right.
Yes. I mean,
so that helped the Lions
sure
a lot
did.
Too.
Sure did. And solid defense when the defense had to be solid.
Well,
including maybe on that last drive, came up with a couple of key sacks, forced the Jets to make some spectacular plays.
Yeah.
But it's not like they, which we had seen a couple of times, giving up that big play on a first down.
Right.
You know, they were picking those sacks on the first downs and things like that. So,
yeah.
That was positive.
Yeah. Well, another positive is James Houston, again, sixth-round pick.
Yeah.
Gets another sack, 5 sacks already on the year, and is what, his first 4 games? That's just amazing. And that is why I think what changes the culture of a team and changes the future of a team is when, you know, you always expect your first, second, third rounders, right? That you need them to pan out. But if you can get gems like that in the sixth round and seventh round. That's what can create a championship team.
And how nice to see a Cora out there for the first time.
Yes.
Really playing after getting a couple of snaps last week. So wonderful on the field.
And again, you know, it's nice when the Lions, you know, they can win pretty. They really can with that offense. But this was going to be a game against a tough Jets defense. They were going to have to grind it out. And it just shows that they are finding different ways to win. How many times do we talk about during these last few years, boy, the Lions always find a different way to lose? It's not happening right now. It is not happening right now.
A different way to win.
Yeah.
And as much as we enjoyed what was happening on the field, once again, microphones in the locker room to capture head coach Dan Campbell.
That's right. And you're also going to hear Dan Campbell. He's going to congratulate Khalif Raymond. You're going to hear the guys go nuts when he congratulates him. And at the very end, you're going to hear Raymond. He's the one who gets to lead the huddle at the end.
Oh, let's hear what's going on in the locker room.
Away from a win, ever. We will never, because that's a win. It's hard to win in this league. We all know. Nobody knows better than we do. All right? It's hard to win. The reality is, we didn't play just a great game. It wasn't the cleanest game we played, man. There was some stuff in there. However, there again, when we needed it, each unit, man, you talk about complimenting each other. You know, we get down there, we don't quite get in offense, but we leave them at the two. Defense, you stick them down there. What happens, man? We talk about getting the we would not have won that game earlier. Early, before we something would have happened right at the end. We figure out a way to win. Mm-hmm. We are figuring out a way to win, man. That's what winners do. Yeah. That's what we do. That's outstanding. That's three. We said, man, six game season. That's number three, gentlemen. Yes, all right, let's go get the next one. Yes, bring it out.
Man, hey, and I know y'all feel me when we say this. When I say family on three, y'all know we together, baby. Family on three. One, two, three.
Nothing like being in the winning locker room.
That's right, yeah. It feels like a lot of them are buying into, I think, what Dan Campbell is doing. It does. Sounds like the players have really bought into it. And why wouldn't they, right?
Exactly.
And even in that 1-6 start, they had a couple poor games there, but they were in most of those games, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've said this would be scary if they would have taken care of business against a couple teams like the Vikings earlier in the year. Maybe get that victory on Thanksgiving Day. Boy, that would have been scary. But, hey, you know what? It is what it is, and this is where the Lions are right now. And 7-7, who thought that they would be playing meaningful football at Christmas time?
Again, if the Lions win, they'd be 8-7. The Washington Commanders, if they lose, would be 7-7-1, and the Seahawks right now 7-7. If they lose, they'd fall to 7-8, and that would put the Lions again officially in the playoffs.
Right.
Not making it, but at least in.
And they go down to Carolina next week. I just watched my proud Pittsburgh Steelers take on Carolina yesterday. The Steelers won. It's a game the Lions can win. It really is. But you know, you never know what happens in the NFL. Obviously, as we've seen yesterday, some great teams playing bad teams, and all those games were close. Minnesota wins the division after falling down. What were they down? About 33-0.
The biggest comeback ever.
Kirk Cousins leads them back. Former Spartan. Yep. So you never know. So that's why you can't say, well, that's going to happen this way or that way. The Lions can't. Again, I've said this last week. Don't pay attention to the scoreboard. Just take care of your business.
And the crazy way, the craziest ending, was the Raiders and the Patriots.
Yeah.
When the clock was running out and the Patriots had the ball and it looked like we're going to overtime, and for whatever reason they tried to lateral.
Yeah.
And the Patriots player lateraled it right into the hands of a Vegas Raiders player, and he ran down the field and scored the touchdown.
That's very Lion-like. And that was from the Patriots,
yes.
Right?
Yes, that was from the Patriots. It was nice to see Bill Belichick have to walk across the field dumbfounded.
That's right. That's right.
And we should say, congratulations, Ferris State.
Yes.
Back-to-back. Division II national champions.
The Bulldogs.
Beat, and I mean beat, the Colorado School of Mines, which I first of all thought was interesting. The Colorado School of Mines, 41-14.
Yeah, it wasn't even close.
It was like 27-0 at the half.
Yes, it was.
So the Bulldogs, man, congratulations, Ferris State. Just incredible effort all season long, and do it back-to-back. That's in any kind of sport is always amazing to try and defend a title.
Oh, yeah. No, tremendous, tremendous accomplishment. That means so there's one champion, football champion in the state of Michigan. We have, of course, the Michigan Wolverines. We'll be playing their semifinal game coming up in less than 2 weeks, everybody. And then, of course, you have the Lions. Championship football. Who knows? Did Ferris State start something here? Did they?
Set the table, Ferris State.